Hello.
Hi, hello. My name is Oscar from Opinion Research. I'm conducting a survey in your area. Would like to include your opinion. You have a few minutes to conduct a survey.
Sure, Oscar.
I'm sorry, I felt a little aggressive there, right? I didn't
no,
do that, good. Okay? All right. So the first question is, in which of the following, which describes you the best? Are you currently employed full-time, part-time, not currently employed, not looking for a job, not currently employed and seeking for a job, retired or a student?
Employed full-time.
And now, are you a member or your household currently employed by any of the following type of occupations? Manufacturing, commercial, real estate development, nonprofit, endorsement, rental, restaurant, hospitality, banking, construction, building, trade service, electrical, plumbing, professional service, healthcare, or other? You'd like to specify?
Healthcare.
All right, bro. Thank you very much for your answer, okay?
Yeah.
Now, what country do you, what county it is? You're in Lycoming, right?
Yes.
Okay, thank you. And which of the following have you done within the last 12 months? Bought a new home? You can choose, like, any of them, okay? If you have 5, 3, 4, 3, 2, 1, bought a new home, open a new savings account, open a new credit card, open a new credit checking account, started a business, started a new job, welcome a new child into your household, purchased a new car, or maybe declared bankrupt. Or none of the above.
None of the above.
I had to give you that choice, all right? Thank you. Now, which of the following best describes your age? Are you 18 to 27, registered to vote, 28 to 40, 41 to 57, or 58 to 77?
41 to 57.
All right. And are you, I have to ask you that. How involved are you in selecting and managing the finances in your household? Would you say you are the main household cash check, bank,
yeah,
credit?
I'm the main
household.
I'm the main household.
You are currently, okay. But you are, okay, so the next question, how involved are you in selecting and managing the finances in your household? You currently do not have a bank and use cash and check cashing services, or you are not very involved in the banking decisions for your household, or you are the key decision maker, but someone else handles day-to-day banking needs, or you are the key decision maker in handling most of everything in bank decisions?
I'm the key decision maker in handling everything.
Thank you for your answer. And what do you look for in a bank when you establish, when you want to look for a bank? What do you look for?
That is an interesting question. I would say typically I look for a bank that is not going to charge me for, like, checks, and a bank that is pushing out like a good CD, APR, and a local bank. Like, I don't really want to send my money somewhere that isn't reasonable.
Okay, so you just said not looking for a bank
that's going to push funds, like, that I'm aware of overseas. Like, when Sovereign
went
to Santander.
Right, of course.
I know that, you know, Santander was very much is located, headquartered in Spain, and I don't really care for that. So,
okay.
If I know that they're going to keep it in the United States, I'm certainly going to go with them.
And which of the following do you currently have? Checking, you can choose variables, any
okay.
of which you want. Checking accounts, saving accounts, retirement account, 401k, money marketing account, home equity loan, auto loan, mortgage, investment account, personal loan, credit card, mobile payment apps such as Venmo, Zelle, Google Play, Apple Play, or none of the above.
All right. So I have payment apps. I have checking, a savings, an individual retirement account, a 401k. Did you say a money market account? I have, I think more than, I think I have a couple money market accounts.
Okay.
I do have a mortgage, but that's the only debt that I have. I don't have like a car loan or a home equity loan or anything like that.
Okay. Your primary bank, will be the one with which you have most of your day-to-day accounts. How many years have you been with your primary bank? Less than a year? Over. Between 2 to 5, 6 to 10, 11, 20, 21, 30 years, or over 30 years?
I would say 21 to 30 years.
All right. Now, this survey is about your banking needs. Your answers will remain anonymous and are designed to inform banking services in your area. Thinking about banking institutions in your area, what are the top 5 banks that come to mind?
In my area,
anything that comes to mind commercially that you see in billboards, Facebook, TV ads, anything that comes to mind, radio.
I would say as far as banks go, Chase is one. I don't know. Wells
Fargo
is certainly a bank, sure.
Certainly, right.
PNC.
Mm-hmm.
And I would say Woodlands. How many is that? What did I give you? 4? And I would say one more.
Yeah, 4.
M&T Bank.
M&T Bank. Okay, gotcha.
Yeah.
Let's see. Hold on. I missed one. I missed one. You said Wells Fargo, Woodlands, M&T.
Wells Fargo, Woodlands. Oh, Chase. I said Chase.
Chase. You know what? What else is Chase associated with? Because I don't see Chase.
Chase Bank. They do
a lot of credit
card
stuff.
It's a good bank. Yeah.
All right. Let me see. Where is that at? Advanced. All right. Sorry for the delay here, sir. I just want to make sure I got the right ones. You know what I mean? I want to make sure I got the right ones. All right, Chase. It says others, so I do have a choice. Great. Thank you for your answers. And which of the following banks have you heard of? Please select all or have heard of the ones you have heard of or even those you haven't mentioned. I haven't mentioned to you. PNC, right. Universe, Invest Bank, Santander Bank, Muncie Bank, Key Bank, CNN, TD Bank, Five Star Bank, BB&T Truist, First Commonwealth Bank, Covenant Bank, Bank of America, Northwest, Jersey Shore Bank, State Bank, FCCB, formerly First Citizens Community Bank, Fulton Bank, Penn Community Bank, First National Bank of PA, Shishong Canal Trust Company, Meriden Bank, QNB Bank, Monument Bank, S&T Bank. And, of course, every other bank you mentioned, I don't have to mention them because you already mentioned them, okay?
Okay.
Any other bank that you heard of besides the ones you mentioned from the ones I mentioned?
I don't think so.
Not really? Come on, you're going to tell me that Bank of America is not there?
No, really? I don't.
Okay, that's fine. You know what? I'm from California, and Bank of America is like the liquor store around the corner. You know what I mean?
That's it. Now, yeah, I got you.
Which of the following banks do you currently have a relationship with? Citizen Bank, M&T Bank, Woodland Banks, Wells Fargo, or Chase? Oh, Chase is one of them, right?
No, M&T is one, and Woodland is one.
Woodland, all right.
We have a lot of, Chase does a lot of advertising around here. They do a lot of Like,
oh, you do. Okay, that's one of my next questions. Support. As a matter of fact, let me see what happens after this. So, which bank? Well, actually, your primary bank today is Woodland Bank, right? Woodland Bank,
them, yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
If making the choice today, which bank would you consider? Citizens Bank, M&T, Woodland Banks, Wells Fargo, Chase, or none of the above?
So, like I said before, if I had to take and kind of merge all of my checking and savings accounts into
mm-hmm.
one bank,
mm-hmm.
I would obviously shop mm-hmm. around for whoever is going to give me the best price on,
right,
like, you know, CD rates, and whoever is not going to charge me for...
You're using any ATM, for example, right? You know what I mean?
Ghost
charge. Ghost charges. They do that. Everybody back does that. So which of these would you consider? A Citizen, M&T, Woodlands, Wells Fargo, or Chase? Or none of the above?
I would probably say none of the above.
Thank you very much. Well,
yeah,
I know Woodlands is one of one of the ones you're banking with, right? But you really don't really do all that with bank. Okay. All right. Let's see the next one. If making the choice today, which one bank would you most prefer to use? Citizen, M&T, Woodland, Wells Fargo, Chase, or none of the above?
All right. So I am a Ravens fan. If I had to choose a bank, it would probably be M&T. Just because that is the bank that supports their stadium.
That's actually just because it's what you said?
Well, because that is the bank that actually, that's the name of the Baltimore Ravens stadium, is M&T Bank Stadium. So that's the bank that actually supports that stadium. How do you like that for an answer?
I'll tell you something. And we're like 15 in my survey account. Ravens, I'm sorry, I don't want to get off track here. Because it's the bank that actually, resembles the name of the Ravens team, right?
No, that is the name of the stadium. The stadium is M&T Bank Stadium. So the bank actually sponsors the stadium.
Oh, you're awesome. That's M-A. I want to make sure I got this because M-A-T Stadium. Hey, that's nice. You know why? You're not basing that on political like standards in your opinion,
but because
you feel just patriotically, your team deserves at least their name.
That's right, officer.
At least their name up there, right?
That's right.
Thank you. Appreciate you, man. Actually, I do, man. All right, let me see. The next questions, I believe, let's see here. Which, if any, bank would you avoid? Citizen, M&T, Woodlands, Wells Fargo, Chase, or maybe none of the above?
You know, a while back, we had an account with PNC, and I did not care. I had my account hacked. And I did not care for how they handled, like, returning my funds. So, like, the fraud protection, I wasn't a big fan of. So I would probably avoid PNC Bank.
All right. I appreciate that, TNC. Let me see. Okay. Now, let me see the next call, the next question. If for which bank have you seen, read, or heard any advertising for? Could include ads. You see, well, maybe online or on the phone, or as well as traditional print, television, radio, or billboards. Citizen, M&T, Woodland, Wells Fargo, or Chase?
I see a lot of Wells Fargo, and I see some M&T. I don't really see Citizens much. But I see a lot of Wells Fargo, and I see a lot of M&T.
All right. All right. I appreciate, Wells Fargo, M&T. I want to make sure that you understand that I'm really, really right here. I'm holding out on trying to go out and do something else with my time. All right. But I want you to know, I'm going to read the options. It's kind of long because you got like 1, 2, 3, 4, like 11 options, right? So knowing that one bank typically is not the best at everything, including Citibank, M&T, Woodlands, Wells Fargo, Chase, or if any of these don't apply, just let me know. What one bank would you associate with the with best in the following ways? Most trustworthy. Which bank would you choose? Citibank, M&T, Woodland, Wells Fargo, Chase, or maybe none of the above? He lost. I lost him. We lost him.